This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this is your Nishna Valley. For the first weekend in May,
yay,
we turn another calendar page.
Yes. Finally, some more decent weather besides the beginning of the week.
Well, and you know, April was, well, it was April.
We had some really nice days in April.
It was rainy most of the time, it seemed like, but and chillier than it should have been for the most part. Yeah, we had some nice days.
Yeah.
Not enough of them.
No.
Not enough. But now we're later. Now it's May. In May, you start to think of things not like showers. Now you flowers, you know.
Yeah,
now you got the flowers part
really
of the equation.
Like
Mother's Day is coming up. You've got Memorial Day. You've got graduations. You've got all kinds of things coming up this time of the year. It's a bright, happy time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Should be a positive time of the year. We're really going to seriously start to see a lot of the new life coming back once again.
Yeah.
The grass is really green.
It is.
And long.
Yeah.
Time to mow. Time to mow. This week's just been rainy and drizzly all week, so it's been impossible to get outside and do anything. But we should start seeing a lot of new colors and things coming back to life, and hopefully those trees budding out solidly and start to leaf up again. Should be a fun time. May is awful lot of fun. You know, May is also beef month.
Mm.
Last week we told you about how October is pork month, and
yeah,
you know, they're going to start the process of finding the 12th annual best breaded pork tenderloin around the state.
Right, yeah.
The Iowa Pork Producers Association does that contest that we all enjoy every year. Well, the Iowa Cattlemen's Association, of course, finds its best burger each year. This year, they announced already the other day, this year it's in Ames.
I saw that.
You saw that. The Brick City Grill. Have you ever eaten there?
No.
Are you familiar with it?
No.
I'm not either.
I'm not familiar with Ames.
I'm not either. But they said it was a, it's only been around for like a year.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, it just opened like a year ago.
Well, now I will have to.
But the fellow that runs it, who is from Creston originally, has about 18 years experience in the restaurant business.
Mm.
So he put together all of his ideas and away he went. Jason Michelson is who had put that together. So, but yeah, it's he said that it's a varied menu at the Brick City Grill, but they do have eight varieties of hamburgers, priced from $7.99 to $12.99 with a side. And he said he's a beef guy, so he likes to do that kind of stuff. But yeah, he won. He says his secret to the best burger is it's a proprietary chuck blend, ground on order and then delivered fresh to the restaurant. So it's all taken care of. He says there they hand patty it. They flat top grill it on order with only salt and pepper added. He said the flat top sears the burger, lets it cook in its own juices. That way you get a juicier burger and you can put all the toppings on it, but you're still going to taste the beef.
Plain simple.
Excuse me for a second. My mouth is watering.
Yeah.
I don't care what time.
Wipe the drool.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what time of the day it is. That just gets to you right there. So, yeah, oh, good stuff. But this is the fifth year that the Cattlemen's Association and the Iowa Beef Industry Council teamed up to sponsor the Iowa's Best Burger Contest. They said that Iowans submitted more than 9,600 nomination votes for 456 different restaurants during the months of February and March. And then from there, that selected the top 10 restaurants. And then those top 10 were independently visited and judged based on the hamburger's taste, appearance, and proper serving temperature of 160 degrees. Well, the other top 10 restaurants, along with the Brick City Grill, included the Ankeny Diner in Ankeny, Big City Burgers and Greens in Des Moines, Elms Club in Creston, Ferg's Mai Tais in Grand Junction, First Street Grill in Keosauqua, Ride's Bar and Grill in Fort Dodge, Sam's Sodas and Sandwiches in Carroll, The Ritz up at Arnold's Park, and Zombie Burger in Des Moines. So those are the ones that made the final 10. The previous winners, we had the Chop House Grill, 61 Chop House Grill in Minneapolis last year. In 2012, it was the Coon Bowl 3 up in Coon Rapids. In 2011, it was the Rusty Duck over in Dexter. And in 2010, it was the Sac County Cattle Company up in Sac City were the winners. So it moves around a little bit.
Yeah.
But, best burger. Why do they never come and ask me to judge?
That's what
I want to know.
Oh, man.
I want to judge.
That'd be rough.
Well, you know, after you eat those wonderful burgers, you know what you have to do next?
Take a nap.
Okay, you got me there. That's not where I was going.
Okay.
But you got me there, yeah. No, next week is National... I take that back. Not next week. In a couple of weeks. It'll be National Bike Week.
Oh.
May 12th through the 16th. May 7th, this coming Wednesday, is back to bike to school day. Wouldn't the kids be shocked if it were back to school day, huh? What?
No!
We're not even done yet. Now we have to start over? And then bike to work day is on May 16th. So you can save a little gas, mm-hmm. maybe lose a pound or two,
yeah,
and ride your bike. You've been struggling with some back issues here lately. I don't think you'd do well on a bike right now.
No. Not for myself, let alone trying to pull two children. Yeah. So no.
Although the old hunched over look on a bike, you've already got that down.
I do. I have it down perfect.
You've got that down already.
Got the whole 45 degree angle going on.
Yeah, it's not so bad. So yeah, so if you're looking to get out and do some things, maybe those are the things you might want to do is have a little bit of fun that way. I saw a story the other day that kind of caught my eye. You don't have any pets at home.
No.
Well, you have two of them. They're little human pets.
Yeah, they probably make a little bit more of a mess than a pet does.
Yeah, and they take a lot more attention, too. We used to have a pet.
We did.
But, well, once you have kids, then you decided probably best to focus on the kids and stuff.
Yeah.
But pets. People love their pets. Estimated spending. You know how much money people spend on their pets? I do, because we do. In 2014... this year, they're estimating that the amount of money people spend on their pets could be up as much as 4.9% from last year. You want to know what they spent last year?
Jeez.
The American Pet Products Association said the overall spending in the pet industry for 2013 exceeded early estimates. They said it came in at an all-time high. It was just over $55.7 billion. With a B, $1 billion. That was about a 4.5% growth over 2012 spending. They say it's just, it's amazing how much money people spend on their pets. They're anticipating that the early estimates show that their spending for this year should come in at about $58.5 billion, roughly a 4.9% jump. The growth is really being fueled, they said, by the pet marketplace because it continues to attract a stream of entrepreneurs introducing new products and investors infusing money into new and existing companies. You know, all the different things. It covers things like food and supplies, over-the-counter medications, vet care, live animal purchases, and other services like grooming, boarding, training, pet sitting, which is becoming more and more popular, especially in some of the larger communities. People making money saying, sure, I'll stay with your pet while you're gone on vacation.
Yeah.
They said pet services show the largest percentage of growth last year, rising 6.1%. Grooming, training, boarding, and those other services all are on the rise as well. And they estimate that'll be a lot, over $4.7 billion last year. Veterinary care demonstrated huge growth, $14.37 billion last year. That was second only to food spending. Of course, you gotta feed them.
Oh, yeah.
While the number of veterinary visits is down, they said spending on care is rising. Pet insurance, they also expect that to increase in 2014. Included in the veterinary care figures, pet insurance is estimated at about $650 million, and it's projected to grow to over $870 million by next year. The food category is expected to reach an all-time high this year, about $22.62 million estimated spending by pet owners on foods for their pets. All of that surpassing all those estimates and stuff. Do people love their pets? I guess the answer is yes, they do. Very much. So take care of those pets, and you know what? They'll take care of you,
yeah,
too. And people apparently do. We do that a lot, though.
Yeah.
You know, we have cats, and they have more things than you could ever imagine.
Yeah.
You know, every time we go someplace, you just kind of feel like, we'll pick up a little toy for the, you know, take back home. You know, the problem is it's played with once, and then that's the end of that.
Yeah.
And sometimes they like the bag that it came in.
I was going to say, yeah.
Better than
little things.
Yeah, better than they like the toy. It's kind of like kids sometimes on Christmas morning when you have young children.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're more fascinated by the box that it came in than they are what was inside.
Definitely why it's been doing that. It likes to hide in a box.
Yeah, I was going to say, especially if the box is large enough for that child to get into.
Uh-huh.
It's a fort.
Yeah. It's a new hiding place.
It's like their own little house. They love it.
Yeah.
And the rent is just right.
Yeah. if only.
Yeah, if only, right. So, yeah, well, enjoy those pets and make sure you take care of them well. Oh, we have some things going on here in the area. Mother's Day's next weekend already.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You got your plans all made?
Nope.
I mean, even though you're a mom and you expect something, you know, coming your way, something nice, maybe pricey, Mike.
Hint.
Yeah. No pressure
there. I
guess
there are a few ideas out there.
Yeah. Well, hey, we got the microphones. Go ahead. You still got to take care of your mom, though, too.
Yes, I do. Yeah, and my mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
very good. So don't forget all that stuff. Make sure you're making your plans this week to get that all taken care of.
Yes.
My brothers and I, we have already coordinated our plan of attack
for
Mother's Day.
Have.
We've got it all taken care of, so I'm happy. We got after it early this year.
Good job.
You betcha. Well, what you got elsewhere, otherwise, coming up here in the next few days?
Okay. Well, on, let's see here, the 4th, on Sunday, there's a retirement party. It's for Sharon Mathias. It's at the Zion Lutheran Church basement, and that's at 10:30. Let's see, the Church of Nazarene in Atlantic, they're having a revival service on Sunday at 10:30, and everyone's welcome to attend that. The Adair County Historical Museum Chicken and Biscuit Dinner, that's also on Sunday, May 4th. That's from 11 to 1, and the meal will also include vegetables, slaw, cranberry sauce, bars, pie, and drink, just $8 for adult or $5 for children 5 through 12, and then kids under 5 are free, and the proceeds from that will go to the building fund. So that's the Adair County Historical Museum Chicken and Biscuit Dinner on May 4th from 11 to 1. Over in Exira, they have the burning for the old Exira Elementary School. The Exira Lions are going to be serving food during that, and that's at the old fire station. That's for anyone who's going to be in town for the burning of the old Exira Elementary School building.
You know, that's going to be quite a sight.
Oh, yeah. I can only imagine.
I mean, there's a lot of history and stuff there, too, mm-hmm. as you would imagine, but that's going to be quite a sight right
yeah.
there in the middle of town. That's a big fire.
Yeah, it will be.
Which makes sense. It's smart to set up some sort of a food opportunity because
yeah.
you know it's going to bring in a lot of folks.
They're going to need something, yeah.
I mean,
I'll see if my mom's going. That's where she went to school.
You know how people show up for things like that when they, you know, when it happens by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, there's a fire. Well, when they know it's coming, when it's a planned demolition like that.
Set up your blankets, get a good seat.
You kidding
yeah.
me? There'll be all kinds of people there. It'd be like movie night.
Yeah.
Sell popcorn.
No, it's not too close. That's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation. They're hosting a Books Are Fun book fair. That's on Tuesday, May 6th, and that's from 9 to 4 at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. They'll have cookbooks, novels, children's books, gifts, and many other items, and they're all at discounted prices. It's the Audubon County Hospital Foundation's Books Are Fun book fair, May 6th, from 9 to 4. The Atlantic Public Library, they will be having the All Cass County Reads from author Dwayne Ocker. That's on May 7th at 6:30 at the Atlantic Public Library Meeting Room. And the presentation will highlight his new book, From Troublesome Creek, A Farm Boy's Encounters on the Way to a University Presidency. And they'll also have some light refreshments provided there. Again, that's on May 7th at 6:30 at the Atlantic Public Library Meeting Room. The Cass County Memorial Hospital Auxiliary invites the public to Treasure Cove Gift Shop. They're having a sale May 7th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's 20% off all gift items except for postage stamps, phone cards, gift certificates, paperback books, and greeting cards. Otherwise, no sales tax and all profits donated go back to the hospital. The CAM Middle School Greenhouse is open for business starting Friday, May 9th. That's from 3:30 to 5:30, and also on May 10th from 9 to noon. They'll have bedding plants, annuals and perennials, eggplants, cucumber plants, along with a variety of tomatoes and peppers. And they'll also have some hanging baskets just in time for Mother's Day. The greenhouse is located in Messina in the bus parking lot east of the middle school. And all proceeds from the sales of plants will go to help fund the greenhouse for the next year. It's the CAM Middle School Greenhouse. They are open on May 9th from 3:30 to 5:30 and May 10th from 9 to noon. Over in Greenfield, the Warren Cultural Center is having their annual gala dinner and dance. It's on May 10th. They'll have a social hour with Cash Bar that starts at 5:30, and then they'll have dinner from Los Altos at 6:30. And a program will highlight the past year of operation of the center and how individuals can be involved with their programs. The dancing to the music of the popular band Exit 113 starts at 8 p.m. Advance reservations must be made at Ed and Ava's, and that's at 154 Public Square. You can also call the store at 743-2566 and also the Warren Cultural Center office at 343-7337. Again, that's the Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield, their annual gala dinner and dance May 10th. and that starts at 5:30. Got quite a few Red Cross blood drives coming up. In Erling on May 12th from noon to 6, and that's at St. Joseph's Hall. In Red Oak on May 13th from 11:30 to 5:30, that's at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church. In Elkhorn, it's on May 13th also from 11:30 to 5:30, and that's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Over in Exira, their Red Cross blood drive is on May 14th. That's from noon to 6 at the Exira Recreational Center. And here in Atlantic on May 15th from noon to 6 at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center. The Danish Windmill is hosting Dwight Lamb with Jensen and... Is it Boogie? Jen Jensen and from Denmark on May 19th at the Danish Countryside Winery at 7. The trio will be performing at the Danish Countryside Winery, and this is sponsored by the Danish Windmill. And they'll have Danish hot dogs, chips, and drinks available for purchase. Riding for Riley's Tractor Ride will be held on Saturday, May 24th. Riley Slauson, a 5-year-old girl that has terminal cancer and has riding a tractor on her bucket list, and all proceeds raised will help Riley get to her number one on her list, which is meeting Ariel at Disney. The ride will start at the depot in Atlantic and then go to Lake Anita and then back to Atlantic for lunch at the depot. If you'd like more information on that, you can contact Becky Drager at 249-5130 or Jenny Simons at 249-9504. The deadline for that is May 18th, and the registration fee is $15, and then all tractor ride rules apply. You can also follow Rally for Riley on Facebook. So that's Riding for Riley Tractor Ride on May 24th. A moped safety class is coming up. It's not till June. It's on June 7th from 7 to 1 at the Farm Bureau Insurance Building in Atlantic. Cost is $40. Call for reservations 243-6343. Also later in June is the NOCC Iowa Chapter's 7th annual Run Walk to Break the Silence of Ovarian Cancer. That's on June 14th at 10 a.m. at the Raccoon River Park in West Des Moines. And the event celebrates survivors, remembers those lost to ovarian cancer, and raises awareness about the disease. The day will include multiple events for the whole family. There's a survivor tent, a kids tent, team tent, refreshments, a game truck, and shopping in the Teal Marketplace. If you'd like more information on that, you can visit the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition. There you go.
That's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I do have a few more things here, but we'll take a quick break.
Okay.
You look like you need to catch your breath.
Yeah.
And straighten up that back.
Try.
Try anyway. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cache County Memorial Hospital.
Generally, occupational therapy focuses specifically on hand and wrist and elbow injuries, while physical therapy addresses the back and lower body issues, any kind of leg, hip fractures, knee problems, etc. And physical therapy often works with a patient's mobility, their ability to transfer and ambulate, while occupational therapy would focus more on the patient's everyday tasks, such as dressing and bathing, preparing meals, things like that. And occupational therapy also tends to work a little bit more with cognitive issues, testing for cognitive decline and whether a patient is able to function safely on their own at home or if they would benefit from having more supervision. We complete safety evaluations in patients' homes to make recommendations so they can increase their safety and reduce their fall risk. There's a lot of areas where we overlap, but there's a lot of differences in what our goals are too. So
again, that's Rachel Hansen, occupational therapist at Cass County Memorial Hospital.
And we do have a few more things to talk about here coming up very soon. There's a Breakfast with the Birds event coming up on Saturday, May the 10th. The Guthrie County Conservation Board sponsoring that annual event. This year's breakfast will be a continental-style breakfast with coffee and juice. And after the breakfast, a bird watch and hike will take place. Now, the program will take place at the Nations Bridge Park. And breakfast will be served at the Lower Shelter House at 6:30 a.m. on Saturday, May the 10th. So bring your binoculars or your bird field guides if you have them. The breakfast and hike are open to the public. Now, pre-registration is required to attend, so call the Guthrie County Conservation Board at 641-755-3061 if you'd like to register for the hike. And if you're interested, you do need to pre-register by May the 8th. So it's coming up kind of fast next weekend, the Guthrie County Breakfast with the Birds on Saturday, May the 10th. Hopefully the weather's nice.
Yeah.
Let's see, some other events coming up here not too far down the road. The Anita Cam Alumni Banquet scheduled for May the 24th. That'll be a Saturday at the Cam High School. The doors will open at 4 o'clock. They'll have a baked pork chop meal served at 6 o'clock. There'll be entertainment for the evening as well with a pie and dessert auction to raise money for scholarships. They'll be honoring some classes and having some fun. Reservations can be made by sending $15 each before May 15th or $18 each after May 15th. Send it to Jackie Sander. Her address is 700 Chestnut Street in Oneita, 50020. Walk-ins are also welcome at that event. And also coming up on May the 31st, make sure you get yourself organized and registered for the second annual Walnut 5K Fun Run and Walk. They call it the Lunch Lady Run. Do you have to wear the apron and the hairnet? Yeah. Registration at 10 a.m. The run is at 11 a.m. And those registration forms can be picked up at Mid-States Bank in Avoca and at the Rolling Hills Bank and City Hall in Walnut. So that's, again, coming up May 31st at the Walnut City Park, the second annual Walnut 5K Fun Run and Walk, the Lunch Lady Run. Also, another event, if you want to get that blood moving, the second annual Old Stone Arch Trail 5K Walk and Run, it's called A Race Through Our Place, is on June 14th. That's at 8:30 a.m. Pre-registration is $20 for a single or $50 for a family. Now, you can go online to get more information. Go to shelbyia.com. Or you can call 712-544-2404 if you'd like more information. Again, that second annual Old Stone Arch Trail 5K Walk Run is going to be on June 14th, and that gets underway at 8:30 in the morning. Save the date. Those dates will come along a lot quicker than you think. Mm-hmm. A whole lot quicker than we think. All these days keep coming along so fast and zipping right by, except the rainy, cold ones.
I know. Those are the longest days.
Yeah, they seem to take forever.
Yeah.
And we had a bunch of those this last week.
I know, in a row, one after another.
No more.
No more.
No more. We're done with that.
Yeah.
I don't think planting season is going along quite as well as planned at this point.
No, probably not.
Need to catch up a little bit. What you got for birthdays over there?
All right, we'd like to wish happy birthday to Janet Nelson, celebrating her birthday starting with an 8. Help her celebrate her 80th birthday on May 9th, and you can send her a card at 203 West 1st Street in KC, 50048. Again, happy birthday to Janet Nelson, celebrating her 80th birthday on May 9th, and you can send her a card and wish her happy birthday to 203 West 1st Street in KC, 50048. We have a 93rd birthday card shower for John Yarger of Messina, celebrating his 93rd birthday on May 14th, and his family is requesting a card shower in his honor. You can send him a card to 504 East Cedar Street, Messina, 50853. So happy birthday to John Yarger of Messina, celebrating his 93rd birthday on May 14th, and wish him a happy birthday with a card at 504 East Cedar Street, Messina, 50853. Over at the Friendship Home, I'd like to wish happy birthday. Here's a belated one, Jean Michaels Maliski on May 2nd, also to Mardell Hansen on May 3rd. Happy birthday to Charlene McLaughlin on May 6th and Oveline Mendenhall on May 10th. Happy birthday over the Sam Lutheran Home to Richard Dalby, celebrating his birthday on May 9th, and also to Pollyanna Sloan, also celebrating her birthday on May 9th. So happy birthday to all those folks there at the Sam Lutheran Home and the Friendship Home.
And we thank them for sending list of their birthdays and things that they have there too for some of their residents. They are nice enough to send us their newsletters and or lists of those types of things.
Yeah.
And you know, if you know of one in the area that you think should probably maybe do the same, that maybe honor those folks too, get a hold of them. Tell them to send it to us. Just send it to us here at the radio station. We'd be happy to share that information with folks.
Yes.
Also coming up, some anniversaries. This one is this weekend. Rich and Alma Linen of Portsmouth are celebrating their 60th wedding anniversary this weekend, this Sunday, May the 4th. And they will be celebrating later with their children and families, but their anniversary is this Sunday, May 4th. So congratulations to Rich and Alma Linen of Portsmouth on their 60th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to those folks. Have another one coming up next. Oh, no, it's this weekend also. Linus and Lucille Cook will be celebrating 65 years married together. The same two people.
Wow.
I know. That seems odd these days,
these
doesn't
days,
it?
Yeah.
In Hollywood, it's unheard of.
Right.
But those people are different anyway. Linus and Lucille Cook celebrating 65 years of marriage this Sunday, May 4th. They'll begin it with a mass that'll be said for their intention at St. Mary's of the Assumption Church in Panama, which, by the way, is the same church where they were married back on May 4th in 1949. After the Mass, the celebration will continue with coffee and rolls at the Parish Hall, and then they'll have a private family dinner at Little Flower Haven. If you'd like to send a card, you can. It would reach them if you sent it to P.O. Box 45, Panama, Iowa, 51562. So again, congratulations to Linus and Lucille Cook, celebrating their 65th wedding anniversary this Sunday, May 4th. We wish them the very best. Big family there, too, I'm sure, with all those years behind them. That's all I have here for anniversaries this weekend. Did you have something else? You look like you're engrossed in something there.
Yeah, I was just looking through the Salem Messenger, what we get from the Salem Lutheran Home that has the birthdays. Lots of good stuff in there. Just to mention, May, Tivoli Fest is coming up.
Yeah, it is.
That's a huge event there in Elkhorn, and we get to attend that and enjoy some apple skivers and all that good stuff.
Mid-Easter polls.
Yes. And this is not until June, but the Staley's Chicken Supper, it's a Salem Lutheran Charitable Foundation. It's at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church, and that will be held on June 12th from 5 to 8. But you can get advance tickets for $11 for adults, and for 5 and under, it's $5.15. You can get those from the staff or board members. Otherwise, it's a dollar more at the door the day of. So that's Staley's Chicken Supper. It's for the Salem Lutheran Charitable Foundation on June 12th from 5 to 8. You can get your tickets now, advance tickets, and save a dollar.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. I got summer camps.
Something to get the kids out of the house.
Did you do summer camps when you were a kid? Did you ever do anything like that?
No.
Me either. Summer camps, though, they're good for everybody. They're good for the kids because it's a learning experience. Mm-hmm. Get some active, get some doing stuff. And for the parents?
Out of the house.
That's right. Get the kids out of the house. Did we establish
that
already?
Some me time.
Yeah. Some me, get away from me time. Yeah. Leave me alone for a while time. They do have summer camps planned here in Cass County. The Conservation Board and the Iowa State University Extension Office are providing those summer youth camps for the youngsters. Registration fee is $10 for third through fifth graders, $10 for K through second grade. That includes a T-shirt. And they have new adventure camps this year, sixth through eighth graders. And this year's theme is forestry. So you can call Laura at the Conservation Board, or Beth at the Extension Office to find out a little bit more. But they've got different ones for the different school districts, too, Atlantic, and they have a deadline of June 6th to get signed up for the ones in Atlantic. And then the Cam and Griswold schools, their deadlines are May 23rd to get registered. The K through second grade events in all of those areas is going to be called Amazing Metamorphosis. And then the third through fifth grade camps are going to be called Fun in Flight. So they'll have some fun with that. And then the 6th through 8th grade, we mentioned forestry is kind of the theme. Outdoor adventure is what they're going for there. So, again, those deadlines will be coming up not too far down the road. So be thinking about those things if you're looking for some stuff to keep the kids busy.
Yeah.
And maybe learn a little something here this summer, too. Have a little bit of fun with some of that stuff. And, of course, the all-important, they're not around, I can relax time.
Yeah. Try to.
Remember when you wanted to have children? Now all you want is free time.
A little free time wouldn't hurt to get some things done around the house.
Yeah. It's just as much work as Mama told you it was going to be.
Yes, it sure is.
Mama don't lie.
No doubt.
Very good. That's fun. That time goes by so fast. That's all the time we have for you here this weekend. Make sure you enjoy this weekend. And don't forget, get your plans ready for Mother's Day next weekend. Don't forget. That would be a big no-no.
Big no-no.
This is Jim Field.
And Stacey Linfer.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.